How business-friendly is the current Supreme Court? According to a new study, very. And the reasons why go beyond just who is sitting on the court. Adrian Ma and Waylon Wong from our daily economics podcast, The Indicator, explain.
Mithu Kaladi is a law professor at the University of Virginia. And for Mithu's latest research project, he and fellow law professor Lee Epstein wanted to see if they could quantify the court's decisions and detect a trend.
We just boiled down the cases to their simplest bottom line. Who won?
So what they did was pull data on every Supreme Court case between 1920 and 2020. And they looked specifically at cases involving a business on one side and a non-business on the other. And then they just added up the number of times the business came out on top.
Many people find this kind of analysis very irritating. But if we do reduce the cases down to the bottom line numbers, we see that the court that we have now is by far the most pro-business court in the last 100 years.
So what is going on here? Mithu and his co-author have three theories. The first theory has to do with the kinds of cases the court is actually not seeing much of these days, and that is a business facing off against the U.S. government over some law or regulation. Mithu says justices have historically been 10% more likely to rule against a business if the government is on the other side. But since fewer of those cases are making it to the docket, that sort of helps burnish the win-loss record for businesses.
The second factor, Mithu says, is that when you look at the voting records of the justices in recent years, they're more pro-business than judges in previous decades.
So for starters, Mithu says consider the records of the Republican-appointed judges who are serving on the court. According to Mithu's analysis, these justices, they sided with businesses over non-businesses 60-90% of the time.
And when you look at the record of Democratic appointees, Mithu says they weren't quite as business-friendly as their colleagues, but they still sided with businesses about half the time.
But there's one third and final factor Mithu points to that seems to be tipping the scales in favor of business, and that is high-powered attorneys.
There has developed this elite Supreme Court bar.
A few decades ago, Mithu says maybe 30% of businesses before the Supreme Court hired a lawyer with prior Supreme Court experience. But in recent years, that figure has been closer to 80%.
So to recap, you've got fewer cases with the government opposing businesses. You've also got justices who are also more pro-business. And you've got more of these super lawyers out there making the case. Mithu says for him, this is a little worrying because the cases that the court hears, these are not like obvious calls. They could kind of go either way depending on your point of view.
What the court does in deciding those close cases is deciding which way legal doctrine goes.
Mithu says one decision at a time, cases like these do shape the business landscape. As a result, they also shape the economy that we all live in.
Waylon Wong,
Adrian Ma, NPR News.